maybe God is allowing you to get to the end of yourself so that you can appreciate that you are not the Savior that He is.
Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Nancy Lessord realized that her friend had spoken the truth.
I began to go see this counselor who had the biggest impact on my life because I didn't have tools. I really didn't have tools to deal with a lot of the obstacles in life. I just kicked into hero mode or I can do it or I'll manage it mode. And one of the things that he helped me do, it really centered around a scripture that's from the Old Testament in Deuteronomy that says, I have set before you today life and death, blessings and curses. Choose today life, so that you may live, you and your descendants.
And Nancy decided to learn to choose life, not only for herself, but also for her children.
I was setting up patterns for generations that God really wanted to break in me. Not only for myself, but when you're married and you have children, you don't want to pass these patterns on. And so your natural tendency is going to be to choose something that will not be good for you. And so stop and ask yourself, in this situation, what is life? What is death for me? And he said, you might need somebody to help talk this through with you and so you can reflect on it. And it was a valuable tool for me.
That is a great reminder from the Old Testament. In what situations can you choose life today? You can choose life when you wake up in the morning. And you can choose life throughout your day.